Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. Every second Wednesday, we have Matthew Justin Deagle, my oldest son, here. He's an expert in multiple languages and also symbology and analysis. In fact, if you do a consult with Matthew, he'll even give you a code if you've been a consulting person or corporation or government, and he'll give you information that'll be very valuable to you, but he'll also give you codes you can save 7% off your supplement list. Now, Matthew, you have lots of things to talk about today, and I think it's important that people understand that we don't have to wait for things to deteriorate in the New World Order to be here. The insanity of public behavior now is so far over the top. Look at this hearing that happened with Kavanaugh and the behavior of the Democrats and Rhino Republican flake. This is no longer decent, humane, or reasonable. It's pure Luciferic demonic insanity, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what's going on here, it's kind of a dead giveaway about who's behind a lot of this stuff, is Bill Clinton, of course, because look, he's going after Kavanaugh with accusations of sexual assault. Kavanaugh was involved in the Starr investigation of Boy Clinton.
Right.
And, you know, Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, all right, he's an extremely evil man, a very degenerate person, on the same level as Jim Jones. And
I posted up the link that was sent here to me. And you sent me independently, it's like a convergence, that Bill Clinton and Hillary are in control of these FBI encryption codes.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, Jim Jones II, right? The Jim Jones II phenomenon, and Bill Clinton represents that for sure. He's,
right.
He's somebody who manipulates a lot of left-wing people, as well as gangsters. He has several different gangsters under his control, Israeli and Palestinian mercenaries, black gangsters throughout the U.S., because there's tons and tons of degenerate blacks now because of the generation of culture. I want to talk about that as well in a second here, but there's a whole lot of extremely evil criminal blacks. Basically, what's happened is the Jewish mob has managed to re-enslave blacks by tricking them into becoming gleeful organized criminals. Well, the result is that they're actually being enslaved again by gangs and used as the dispensable henchmen of people like Bill Clinton and the Jews. And the Jewish mob right now, the Jewish mob is about 75% of the international crime syndicate at the top levels.
Right, that's why all the security firms that run every department of our U.S. government are run by Israel. I call it's a real hell. Do you like that term? You like that term, that renaming it? It's a real hell?
Yeah.
That's a good term for it, isn't it? It's a real
hell.
Very
bad, and Bill Clinton has managed to get some of these Jewish gangsters under his control as well. He blackmails people, he bribes people, he pays them directly for hire to do mercenary work. I mean, Bill Clinton is a really seriously bad guy. You can't underestimate how evil he is. He's had several people assassinated in the past. His brother was a coke dealer. He's been a coke addict in the past. I mean, this is not unique. Obama was also.
Yeah, that's why he'd have his nose repaired, because he's a coke addict himself.
The thing is that Obama didn't have any close friends or siblings that were in federal prison for cocaine trafficking. whereas Bill Clinton's brother was. He was pardoned by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has numerous sexual assault allegations on him, and we already know the sexual impropriety is true because he was found guilty of perjury. And he's getting revenge on Kavanaugh for that whole embarrassment about Monica Lewinsky. You see, that's what this is. He's a very vengeful person. Psychologically, Bill Clinton is driven by endless narcissistic power hunger and vengefulness. And he's a very unforgiving and merciless.
And so is his cohort. He's killed the Hildebeest, the Hillary Clinton.
He's had several people. Bill Clinton has had several people that, in his mind, failed him or defied him, assassinated. He's had them assassinated in rather obvious ways when you think about it. For example, Bill Clinton is the one who had Yasser Arafat assassinated in Palestine because he failed him in his Israeli peace plan.
By the way, he assassinated with polonium, didn't he? He assassinated with polonium,
too,
didn't he?
He assassinated him with polonium-210, which is a giveaway calling card. That Bill Clinton also is the one who killed Alexander Litvinenko, who is one of his own Fed agents. Now, Bill Clinton is one of the guys in charge of, pretty much the guy in charge of Fed, the illegal USA. So he's effectively the actual president since George Bush. Since 9/11, Bill Clinton's actually the real president of the U.S., commander-in-chief of the intelligence agencies and so forth. It's good old Bill Clinton. And I call him Jim Jones II because Bill Clinton, just like Jim Jones, riles up a bunch of stupid people like blacks, for example. He gets, just like how Jim Jones got blacks in his church to believe in him. Well, you know, as I said, he's also got criminal connections with the worst blacks, the ones who aren't just naive, but evil, the gangsters, who are basically on his gangster plantation. And he's also got a lot of women, feminists. He's branched out from the original Jim Jones because he has a bunch of feminists under his mind control as well. And women, they call them Jimbos under Bill Clinton's control that are susceptible, delusional, naive, and stupid women.
Well, we looked at this one. Blasey Ford is a good example. She's only an expert on the mind control.
I'll go into the main. Angela Merkel, Paula Broadwell, who sabotaged Dean Petraeus. Condoleezza Rice. She's one of Bill Clinton's slaves.
Right.
Or, you know, a stupid mind-controlled bimbo. Somebody who just manipulates psychologically, and she just buys it all because of her pathological psychology. Same thing with Angela Merkel. Clinton's manipulating the EU. He controls the EU because he controls Clinton. He controls Merkel. Now, something else I want to
say. By the way, the EU was created by the SAD, wasn't it? It wasn't created by the Europeans.
One of the predecessors to SAD, the Bilderberg Conference, invented the EU, but it was essentially designed and developed by the illegal CIA and the CIA.
Right.
And, of course, it's all an attempt to consolidate power. And I want to get something else these people are doing. Bill Clinton in particular and all of his bimbo women and delusional people and criminal scum, all this disgustingness that's surrounding him. Well, in 1996, Bill Clinton authorized the production of the F-35, so-called Joint Strike Fighter, which is actually not a fighter at all, but a stealth bomber. That's why there's criticism of it as a fighter. It's not a very good dogfighter. It can't evade infrared detection by the Russian planes in a dogfight. Not particularly maneuverable. But guess what it is? It's a stealth aircraft.
Let me insert something that you might know about.
It can travel at Mach 1.6 and carry nuclear payload. So
let me insert an interesting side fact, Matt. Just let me insert this
first, okay?
Okay, I want to insert this fact for you.
Yeah. What?
Well, the fact is this. One of your friends, their father, was one of the engineers working on the engineering in Aurora, Colorado, as a Joint Strike Fighter. And you're right. It's an elephant in terms of being an attack plane.
It's actually all disinformation about it being an inferior plane and so forth. And I think it's about time that now people started speaking out about what it really is, which is a mass-produced kamikaze stealth bomber. I would say kamikaze because it's meant to penetrate Russia's defenses, but not necessarily meant to get out of Russia on the way out or even to survive it's bombing. It's because of the size of the nukes they're going to put on them. I mean, I'm telling you what they're doing with the F-35 is they are planning. They've been planning since the 90s. Bill Clinton in particular and his little group have been planning World War III with Russia, which is an unwinnable war, mass murder, suicide, and they're doing it anyway and probably will do it.
That's why we got Russiagate right now, and the Democrats are right behind it, aren't they? And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
Well, yes, you understand what Clinton is the one. Bill Clinton is the first one himself to state publicly that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. He made that up himself in the 90s.
Right.
He was still president.
Bill right.
Clinton was the one behind all of this stuff.
Even 9/11, the first 9/11 was an FBI officer under his command.
Yes, who did the first 9/11. Yes, the first 9/11 was Bill Clinton. Oklahoma City was Bill Clinton, and the second 9/11 was also Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it took 5 years to make the Patriot Act, and was done under Bill Clinton. Exactly. What a bad guy. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. I'd like to use as an intro is I've used this for years, several years now. It's called vicious ignorance. A lot of people don't want to call into the show and they think, you'll be mean to me. No, I won't. Any question's valid. Just don't do it ad hominem attacks. But most people don't ask questions. When I tried to contact Ed Asner a few weeks ago, and I've been trying to contact his media people up in Toronto that control him, they put in a big video about why people don't want to talk about 9/11. But they want to talk about it like as a psychological thing. They don't ask structural questions. I guarantee you that Donald Trump has built a lot of hotels and buildings. He knows that the debris field and et cetera, all these other anomalies about 9/11, that it was a nuclear demolition with RDX.
Well, it's a very dangerous thing to ignore all this stuff. But the thing is, the reason why. Now, I'm warning people about Bill Clinton because he's an evil son of a whatever. You know, he's
right.
A bad guy. Very, very evil. He's
and not just him alone, by the way. The Hildebeest beside him. The cabal from hell.
She he'd kill her in order to get power. He doesn't care about anybody.
Well, that's why he even recommended that Donald Trump run against his wife. That's why he actually recommended in 2015.
Here's the thing. They came up with the idea for the Joint Strike Fighter and the stealth bomber in the late 80s, early 90s. Bill Clinton decided to push ahead this project when he became president, even though the Soviet Union had already collapsed. He continued pushing ahead the expansion of NATO into Russian territory and the secret plan to conquer Russia, even after peace had already been settled. So he has been, Bill Clinton has been pushing World War III since the 90s, and he's going to bring it about. And I say he's going to bring it about in 2024 to 2028. And this is what I'm warning people about. I don't think you can stop it at this point because the average person, the average politician, the average academic, no matter what the IQ.
And I've been trying to get information through to Donald Trump that we don't have Space Command. We don't have a Missile Defense Command, do we?
The fact is that the average person is not going to listen now because there's another process going on in parallel with this, which is degeneration. Since 1850, there's been massive degeneration of human psychology. There's been a massive shift toward narcissism and materialism and unrealism and delusional belief since around 1850. And at this point, in the United States, the average white, okay, is insane. 63% of white people in the U.S. are illogical idiots at this point. This is what I calculate based on the bell curve. Only 7% are normal. 29.4% are psychopaths that have no conscience, nihilistic psychopaths. 0.6% of white people in the U.S. are now out of control beasts. So because over 60% of white people are crazy now, I'm only targeting that 7% who aren't crazy. The 7% who are not mentally ill, who are able to think logically, who are able to see all this danger, I'm warning you, get out of the big cities before 2028, because October 2028, this stuff is going to go down. Bill Clinton is going to destroy most of the Northern Hemisphere. And because he's not stopping with his stupid plan to attack Russia. Now, he's a psychopath, right? What psychopaths do is they go up against unbeatable odds. Like when you see a black guy who fights against the police when he's getting arrested, like he thinks he's invincible. That's the way Bill Clinton is. He's a fearless, psychopathic lunatic. And he's not afraid of the consequences. He believes there are odds he can win this war against Russia in the face of the fact that Putin has the largest arsenal of unconventional weapons of all time. There's no way that he can defeat Russia. Russia will destroy the continental
Union. Well, exactly. And not only that, four months ago, Putin made the statement. I'm going to finish it, Matt. He made the statement that he has hypersonic cruise missiles that go between Mach 10 and Mach 13 below radar and across the sun, the southern hemisphere. We have no southern hemispheric a warning system against southern attack by Russia across the South Pole.
Stop it because it's so fast and it has penetration aids.
Exactly.
And stop it. On top of that, even if they stopped all the ICBMs, Russia, because of the geography of the United States, Russia can create gigantic artificial hurricanes on the coast, west and east, and kill most of the people on the coast at least. All right. So if you're in California or the east coast of the U.S. in 2028, you will die.
Well, they got tsunami weapons. They can blow nukes off in these.
If you're a sane, logical thinking person, do not. I'm not saying you have to get out of there right now, but before the year 2028, you want to get out of those areas, like all the way from Florida up to Maine, and all along the coast, California, Oregon, maybe even up to Washington. This sort of hurricane could destroy virtually everything. So,
yeah.
I'm saying you don't want to be there. And now I want to explain something else that's going on here because, all right, blacks, the reason why there's so many criminal blacks right now, you notice how they're getting arrested for violent crimes all the time? And when there's a lot of gangsters out there and corruption with blacks. The reason why is because they started out with a higher level of degeneration to begin with than whites. But because of this trend of degeneration where everyone's going crazy, right, where the average white now is insane, the average black now is a psychopath. And I mean no conscience. Absolutely no remorse and mindless levels of fearlessness. 14% now of blacks are basically just beasts and barbarians who are just bloodthirsty for destruction and don't think like humans anymore. They think like animals at this point. I'm not saying all of them, right, but I'm saying 14% because of this cultural generation, because of the culture of crime and narcissism. They're getting totally insane. And they're going to cause lots of trouble, too. So you don't want to be in a place with a lot of blacks either. Even if you're a smart and insane black, I'm saying don't be in a place that's full of the average ghetto blacks right now because they're going crazy.
Well, imagine they'll go crazy if the power's cut off and there's no food, water, or gas. Imagine what will happen by the fourth day.
I'm saying if you're a smart white, you don't have to be high IQ, right? You could have Down syndrome and still be a logical thinker and a non-degenerate person and know what's going on, right? So it's not about how smart you are. It's about how logical you are. And how truthful you are. If you're a logical, truthful, and honest person of any race, you want to get away from the average crazy person now because they're going to destroy themselves. You want to get away from the crazy ghetto blacks. You want to get away from the crazy cultist whites with their insane liberal stuff, whatever you want to call it, their bizarre worship of degeneracy and their...
Well, look at Antifa. Antifa is almost all white, isn't it? Antifa is white.
Yeah, if you want to get out of the big cities in general because they're going to be nuked probably, you want to get away from the coasts, and I'm warning you because this is also...
Yeah, if there's a war, that's...
Have a look at what Bill Clinton has been doing since the 90s, all right? First 9/11 attack. The first World Trade Center bombing happened under Clinton. Oklahoma City bombing, where there was a Palestinian guy there, Timothy McVeigh, in the Ryder truck. Al Husseini, Clinton, was president at the time. Waco, Clinton was president at the time. 9/11 happened just a few months after Clinton left office. Clinton reassumed power under Saad after 9/11. Bush signed over power to Clinton in 2007 with the Presidential Directive 51. I'm telling you, Bill Clinton is the evilest person you could ever imagine. And what's going on here is he is mindlessly pushing for World War III with Russia. And it's probably going to happen because a person like him, as utterly bonkers as Bill Clinton is, reflects the average person in our society now because of degeneration. The average person now is nuts. As you can see, the average white at this point is a completely delusional, naive lunatic who believes in crazy stuff being right, crazy stuff being wrong. Every black is a totally out of control criminal and thug at this point. And that's what that represents. So you want to get away from those people because they're going to kill you.
What you're saying, Matt, is we have a situation converging in the near future where the events of the next 8 years, roughly 6 to 8 years,
are... Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Matthew, before you get into a tirade, I want to just summarize. What you're saying is we have a convergence of events that are happening in less than a decade that's going to result in thermonuclear, biological, chemical, and scalar weather warfare and the use of tsunami weapons, which the Russians are very good at. They actually have remote submarines that can create tsunamis half a mile high.
About 10 years, 27 days from...
Yeah, in other words, we're I don't see... Even under Trump, the things are being done to actually build our missile defense, to negotiate and get rid of Russia, and start negotiating with Russia to build their economy. I don't see see the same thing going on with China. Things are deteriorating.
You'll notice that people in the original Trump administration had more friendly relations with Russia and were sabotaged. This whole Russia probe thing was made up by Bill Clinton. It's all fake. He's the one who assassinated Alexander Litvinenko himself. He's the one who did the Skripal attack. It's all Bill Clinton, okay? It's all sad behind this stuff. And it's part of their evil machination plotted since before the Cold War ended to attack Russia and perfected in the 90s under Clinton. People are ruthless maniacs, okay? And complete idiots because they are fighting a battle they cannot win. Russia has more firepower than the U.S. has. Although the U.S. can penetrate its defenses with F-35s and can destroy it, it's an act of murder-suicide. Okay, Russia's going to kill us, too. And I mean that most people in the Northern Hemisphere, two-thirds of the population of the Earth will be killed in World War III. Okay? So
yeah.
I predict approximately two-thirds of the population will be killed.
Well, that fits in with the biblical terms. That fits in with what the Bible's saying. And the problem is, there's something as simple as even a cybernetic attack on our power grid would result in disaster, but... It's going to be multiple ways. Power grid goes out, electrical grid goes out, then tsunamis strike the coast. Weather weapons would be the most likely next thing. Weather weapons rather than nuke weapons.
Yeah,
and then finally hitting our military bases. Military bases, and finally, once we penetrate and destroy their population centers, they will destroy our population centers.
Yeah, they're going to use both. Okay, they're going to use nuclear weapons, and they're going to use artificial hurricanes. These aren't just normal hurricanes. These are hurricanes with incredibly high wind speeds,
And walls of fire, walls of fire in front of them, not just normal hurricanes.
Yeah. Because when they crank this thing up to 11, it sets fire to everything in its path, and the hurricane is so large, it'll continue on across the Atlantic and even destroy parts of Europe, okay? So I'm saying they know this, all right? They have this system. They've already created artificial hurricanes with it as a demonstration, and they can do it, all right? They can already do it. It's just a matter of time until they deploy it because of idiots like these Democrats and Bill Clinton trying to attack Russia. And the Republicans aren't that much better than this. I mean, look, George Bush did the behest of Bill Clinton for his entire administration.
Well, George Bush Sr. called Bill Clinton and George Bush Jr. brothers, doesn't he?
Bush Jr. handed over power to Bill Clinton as the head of Senate
right.
in 2007. He handed it all over to him with the Presidential Directive 51. So he's also a traitor. I mean, these people are completely crazy. You understand? They're completely crazy. The Israelis, who were one of the main helpers of Bill Clinton, by the way, that's why he had Hussein, the Palestinian guy there, with Timothy McVeigh. It has nothing to do with Saddam Hussein. It's an idiotic conspiracy theory. Palestine is all run by the Jewish mob, and they pick up their expendable drug-addicted henchmen from Palestine, including this guy who's now a homeless man in Massachusetts. So I'm telling you that this is the Israelis and Bill Clinton who's doing this stuff. The Israelis are out-of-their-mind criminals and war instigators and war profiteers who do anything for money. And at this point, they're such psychopaths, they don't even care about the consequences. I mean, Israel itself will be destroyed if World War III starts. In fact, the majority of Jews on Earth will be killed in World War III. On the West Coast and East Coast of the USA and in Israel, where the majority of them live, I would say upwards of 95% of Jews worldwide will die.
Yeah, but this, they shouldn't. Of course, this is part of the scheme by the devil. He wants to destroy the two houses of Israel, Ephraim and Judah. And people don't understand.
Whatever you want to say about it, I mean, it's psychopathic behavior on the part of the Jewish mob to run Israel. I mean, okay, Israel, the government there doesn't have any control over anything at this point. The mob and Bill Clinton's illegal CIA stat control the whole thing. Israel's just a puppet of his evil.
Well, so is Saudi Arabia too. I mean, with the oil deals they made years ago, that's
so
why
Saudi Arabia. Bill Clinton's the one. He's the one who had those mercenaries go in there and torture Al-Walid bin Talal, okay? They tortured him, and they had him, and he's got Al Gore on the board of Apple at the same time he's going in there to torture Talal and have him call them up and complain because he's a 5% shareholder in Twitter and Apple, all right? So Clinton is manipulating all this stuff, you understand? It's our good old friend Slick Willie with his unbelievable level of psychopathy and criminality. The guy who, you know, used to arrange liaisons with the state police in Arkansas. I mean, like sexual liaisons.
Well, and also the drug route. He was one of the main ones regulating the drugs coming in.
This guy is a total degenerate. I mean, he embodies everything that's wrong with the modern age. He's a total gangster. I mean, the guy comes straight out of the bowels of the Irish mob. And he's worse than that, even. I mean, he's basically like, they call him the first black president, which is kind of fitting when you think about it, that he behaves just like a black gangster. I mean, he's not a black person in a good sense. He's not like Michael Jackson out there helping kids and making a theme park for poor children. I mean, he's the first black president in the evil sense of being like a gangster. And, you know, I wish we had somebody like Michael Jackson instead of him. But you know what, Michael Jackson, I mean, come on. This stuff extends so far. He could have been killed by these people. Look at his doctor fed him, overprescribed him on purpose, okay? It's just bizarre, the level of stuff that's going on here. They're manipulating the music industry to psychologically manipulate people. He talked about how they were going to hack into the subconscious. They already did this in the mid to late 2000s. They already can manipulate people en masse through a subliminal.
Well, we talked about Crimson Mist, but they came with voice to skull technology, but also they're eventually want to be able to hack directly into your consciousness with 5G network.
They already do it. I mean, they use all sorts of different means. They can just use subliminal messages in your monitor.
Okay. Right.
They can just send you images. They can use. They can manipulate the exposure and likes you get on Twitter or Facebook to manipulate your political opinions. I mean, they do this constantly. Understand? It's psychological manipulation. Most of it is subliminal.
Yeah, Matt, you know, let's talk about a positive thing now about what people can do to get out. First of all, we talked about the last hour with Kelby Smith, his advocates. You got to get out of the big cities. You got to get out of the financial system that's caught you in this matrix. You have to realize that most of the public political systems and religions are all leading you down a path to destruction, aren't they?
You've got to get away from the worshippers of degeneracy. You've got to get away from the fawning cult members that now make up the majority of whites, who have a completely delusional and sick idea of what's right and wrong, who condemn normal thinking and condone perversion and degeneracy. You got to get away from them. You got to get away from the totally degenerate criminal scum blacks as well. As I said, everybody now is crazy in different ways, right? The whites are a bunch of cult members, and blacks are a bunch of thugs, and this is all signs of mass degeneracy. So the average person now is crazy. So you don't want to be mixed in with them. You want to pull away from all the stuff that contradicts the truth and what you really are all about and your true values. You don't want to give in to the culture of people who condone whoredom and homosexuality and stuff like that. You don't want to get involved in the culture of people who tell you to be ashamed of your own race and heritage. You don't want to get involved in the culture of people who think that prostitution and drugs are a legitimate way of making a living. Okay, you want to get out of all that stuff and run as far away as you can from it, because it's going to kill itself.
Yeah, our society is in a terminal state, isn't it?
Yes, our society is currently in a state of terminal illness from the disease of modern degeneration.
Yeah, as I said with Kelby Smith, if you don't opt out, you're in, right?
That's right.
And that means a lot of lies that are in every public system of politics, public religions, and public discourse in the media, dialectic and politics, you're being manipulated on the left and the right toward an eventual end of destruction.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Starting to get you on another tirade. I want to make a couple points. I always like to try to provide solutions, and the first solution is get out of the big cities. You get out of the situation, like we talk about this with his advocates, get out of the false religions and false political dialogue, dialectics you're into. Get yourself ready for first.
Don't get away from the evil cultural influence. Like I was saying, I actually stated the extreme earlier. 94% of blacks will be psychopaths once this reaches completion, if it ever did. It won't be able to. Right now, it's about 68.5% of blacks have become psychopaths, and 29.4% of whites. 63% of whites now are illogical idiots, and 69% of blacks, as I just said, rounding up, are now psychopaths. So blacks are turning into a bunch of barbarians and criminals and thugs because of this degeneration. Whites are turning into a bunch of illogical, delusional cultists and pseudo-moralists and hypocrites.
That's why I see all the universities are gone that way. Like, that's why you look at all the universities.
Yes, universities, exactly. Universities are all cult centers now of things like feminism and gay rights and supposed racial equality, whatever they talk about.
And toxic masculinity, too, right?
It's the exact same thing Jim Jones did, except that Clinton is doing it on a larger scale. It's the same sort of delusional, elevation and false, false justice and social justice that Jim Jones did, but Bill Clinton is doing it on a larger scale. He's manipulating the naive people, and he's also taking advantage of the criminal people. So, like I said, at this point, blacks are just loving it up in the degenerate criminal behavior like prostitution and drugs and homicide. And you got to get out of behind one of those things. If you're white or black, stay away from both of those people because they're going to kill themselves. The criminal thug people are on a path to self-destruction, and the delusional cult people are on a path to self-destruction likewise. And most of them are going to be killed off here.
Well, look at the behavior. I might like to make a comment about the Kavanaugh hearings. Some of the behavior that I saw in the Senate hearing.
I also wanted to talk more about some degeneration-related stuff, though. On a program before, I discussed how, if you compare the crime rate of blacks in the U.S. right now to people in Senegal or the Gambia, the rate is much lower over there. And the reason why is because they still have the original normal level of degeneracy for blacks, which means that only about 18% of blacks are crime-prone in that area, and most of them end up being arrested or punished. Here in the U.S., it's reached a level of 69% because of cultural degeneration. Okay? So at this point, blacks are just becoming barbarians and beasts. I mean, the way I describe it is the people above a certain level of psychopathy, 14% of blacks now, are essentially just out-of-control beasts with no self-control. They're like animals at this point. At the same time, you see, look at the incredible bizarre frenzy of cultic beliefs and hysteria going on among whites. It's just unprecedented. It's like
look what's happening with feminists. I'd like you to comment about the feminism. It's over the top now. It actually harms women who aren't going to be abused file claims, right?
Yes. For example, over at CERN in Switzerland, they recently just forced a guy to... they suspended a guy, because he made a talk about scientific facts about sex differences between men and women, and the fact that a lot of these gender equalizing programs are harmful and illogical.
Of course they are.
Their only response was it was offensive, and they suspended him, even though this is not stuff that should be controversial. These people are not scientists. They're cult members, you see. They're delusional cult members. They're extremely naive, pathologically stupid, I call them illogical idiots, okay? So the three kinds of degeneration are illogical idiots, which is now the majority of whites, psychopaths, which is the majority of blacks right now, and then beasts, which is where blacks are going. As they become more psychopathic, you become more and more of an animal.
You have no
self-control.
Matthew, if the economy crashes or if there's a power outage, or if there's a major plague, that's a super plague, like H7N9, or if there's a combination of things, for example, on the current trajectory, and even we had Harley Schlanger on a few weeks ago said that one of the top experts from Germany and a top expert from here basically stated that at the rate we're going, we could have a nuclear war as early as 2019, let alone in the late
1920s. I think that a smaller scale war is probably going to happen around 2019, 2020. But the full scale war is going to happen in 2024 to 2028.
After Trump is gone.
Yes. Yeah. If Hillary Clinton might get elected in 2024.
Or a proxy of Hillary Clinton or Bill or Hillary Clinton. There, in other words, is there an antichrist that they want to put in power? Right.
Somebody else that's at a point still in a position where he can. Where he can get himself in line for the presidency and finagle his way in to get a third term.
Well, if he doesn't do it directly, of course, it's unlikely. He'd have total control of that individual, just like there are people that were trying to be in control of Barack Obama. But in fact, what's happened is since the presidential directive, both Barack Obama and Donald Trump don't have total control of the nation, either military forces or intel agencies or even the economy. They can't get away from the Federal Reserve System, can they?
Barack Obama and Donald Trump are both purposely elected by Bill Clinton, okay, in order to put these people in power. Because Bill Clinton had control of certain neocons under the Bush administration. He put them in power by getting Trump elected. He purposely sabotaged his own wife to get Trump elected. So you can have neocons in power again. The reason why he put Obama in power instead of his wife is because he wanted to have his black thugs and gangsters in power, because Bill Clinton is connected to organized crime. So he's done both men in a row. He put, he got black organized criminals into deep levels of government secrecy. He himself, having been the president, has been, and being the head of state, has the top security clearances. I mean, this guy knows fucking everything. And Bill Clinton, he put Trump in power, too. He got Trump elected, I'm telling you. He's the one who suggested to Trump to run on, during a golf, during a little game of golf. He's the one who told Trump months before he ran that you should run, you know. Like, you should run, Don. You know, that's what he said.
No,
I did not do 9/11.
Yeah, right.
Well, guess what? I did not demolish the towers. You know, I did not profit on Larry Silverstein's insurance policy. Well, guess what? You know,
We're run by the Blackstone Group that pays off the Aria complex in Las Vegas. It's owned by Blackstone.
You can't imagine how evil Bill Clinton is. I mean, this guy is just the most diabolical person ever to be in power anywhere. He's also the most powerful person on earth.
What type of things are going to happen, do you think, in the election? We have a current election going on in about 30-some days, and we have Kavanaugh's nomination. Do you think that he'll be nominated for the Supreme Court, or what do you think the consequences if he doesn't?
I don't think this is even Democratic strategy. This is just Bill Clinton getting petty revenge again, just like when he killed Yasser Arafat. He killed Yitzhak Rabin, too, right? Yitzhak Rabin wasn't killed by an independent right-wing Israeli. He was killed by an assassin hired by Bill Clinton.
Right. So here's what I suspect, and these are the possibilities. Number one, Kavanaugh gets nominated, but the demon rats will continue with beating the drum, and both the extreme right and extreme left will both go off the farm and become crazy. Number two, if he doesn't get nominated, you're going to start seeing a level of violence and craziness.
Not to mention, before the end of the show, I want to mention that Bill Clinton's also the one who is behind them censoring Alex Jones on iTunes, okay?
Exactly.
Because in his movies, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Martial Law, he exposes crimes committed by Bill Clinton, like Waco and the First World Trade Center bombing in Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma City.
9/11. These were all committed by Bill Clinton and his dad group, okay? He did those things. Bill Clinton was behind 9/11.
Right.
He wasn't part of it. I mean, Al-Qaeda is connected to SAD, right? So he had intel because of their connection to SAD. He knew what Al-Qaeda was doing. He knew their every move. And he demolished the towers. And he killed most of the people on 9/11. Bill Clinton killed most of the people on 9/11. Not something a lot. He just flew planes into the towers. Bill Clinton watched them and used them and took advantage of it. He's the one who killed those people, all right? It was Bill.
Yeah. And I guess when Alex exposed him, he was getting revenge on Alex. And
yeah,
also revenge on all conservatives.
He's getting revenge on him also for criticizing him on the Mirror magazine tonight. He used to criticize him all the time. He's getting personal revenge on Alex Jones for criticizing him. He's getting personal revenge on Kavanaugh.
Wow. I guess he's a particularly hot apartment being built in hell for Clinton, isn't there?
He made a church the presidential suite.
Wow. Amazing revelations. Things are very evil. Now we're calling out the ones that are the evildoers, the ones that are sending out the Antichrist and the end of our civilization as we know it.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.